Hiya, it's the Team Talk. I'm Josh Sexton. I'm joined today by Dan Austin, Kev Walsh and Mo Stewart. I usually say at this point that we've just watched Jurgen Klopp's press conference, but there was no live stream again, so we've sort of followed the tweets and the reporting of Jurgen Klopp's press conference, so big shout out to all the journalists who were covering it for us and helping us out, helping us put this show together. Dan, one of the first things though, and I suppose the sort of biggest celebratory thing to come from it is that Virgil van Dijk's fit, despite some doubts earlier in the week of whether he picked up an injury in that Spurs game. We saw the pictures of him in training making saves and stuff, and I suppose it's a good time really, and Klopp was asked about in his press conference to sort of celebrate how you know much of a colossus Virgil van Dijk has become for Liverpool.
I don't believe that there was ever a doubt about him being injured, to be honest, because he is an evolved human and his body doesn't break. I think it's simply biologically impossible. Honestly, you could drop him out the sky from 30,000 feet and he'd just stand back up afterwards and then probably do a big tackle as well. Someone's running at him with a footy. It's really, really good. It means that we don't have to be worrying more about Gomez as well, because obviously he's back and playing, doing first team training and stuff. And I think lots of people would like to see him as quickly as possible, but in the grand scheme of things, it doesn't make sense. He's been out for a long time and Matip has done reasonably well in that role. So it's nice to be able to just stick with two players that are playing well and seem to be all right with each other for a while, and then if you decide that you want to, or maybe there is an injury and you need to, you can bring Gomez back in next to Van Dijk. But I don't think anyone would really want, you know, Gomez and Matip to be a thing, or Matip and Lovren again, or anything like that. You just want your absolute, all right, if not your best player, your certainly most reliable player,
most important, so, I'd say.
I think it's up for debate because we've got so many brilliant ones, yeah. But he's certainly, from a defensive point of view, your most important one and your most reliable one, and just knowing that he's there all the time playing pretty much every minute of the season. He went off, didn't he, against Southampton actually in the game back in September, I think it was, for 30 minutes or something, and then was just fine again, because as I say, he doesn't register pain. He must have just fancied giving them a rest basically. It's brilliant to have him there and not have to worry about him, and it's great that he gets to go back there, and I'm sure we'll be roundly booed because they seem to do that with everyone, even if they just, you know, left in quite sort of gentle circumstances and did a really good job for them. They still hate every footy player that used to play for them.